proclamation number 7355 dated the May 5th, 1959. Effect of the strength of love. Anyone who is able to hand himself over to me in profound love can also be permeated by me with my strength of love, which means everything for him. For to be permeated by my strength of love is the simultaneous guarantee that every impurity will be dispelled, that the ray of love dissolves or cleans everything which previously still burdened the soul. For this reason I ask you time and again to keep your heart prepared for me to take it as an abode, that is, to wholeheartedly desire that I may take abode in it, and also to sincerely wish that this abode shall be clean and adorned with works of love. For only love cleanses your heart and only love adorns it such that my stay with you is pleasing to me. However, where love exists no evil can take root, for my adversary takes flight from love because it contradicts his nature. And thus love is the first and most important thing. Love is to be ignited in you and erupt into a bright flame, on the one hand, the love for me who is your God and Creator and wants to be addressed by you as your Father, and on the other hand, the love for your neighbor who is your brother, who is also his child and is just as entitled to be loved by you as well as by the Father. And it should, after all, be easy to muster this love for me in the next person if only you become aware of the countless blessings you receive from me every day because I want to please all my children. Your entire earthly existence consists of gifts of grace which are based on my infinite love. And even if you largely consider earthly life hard and difficult, you nevertheless cannot deny the fact that it also offers beauty, that you may time and again experience my love or you would not feel anxious when you think of death, which will liberate you from this earthly life. You all don't want to relinquish your earthly life, therefore it also offers you beautiful things which you would not want to miss. And all these are gifts of grace which my love bestows and keeps bestowing on you, which should also contribute towards loving the provider of all that makes you happy. And you'll experience my love increasingly more the more consciously you open your heart so that I will be able to radiate my love into you. You will also be allowed to feel the happiness of my illumination of love providing you are willing to wholeheartedly hand yourselves over to me and to sense my presence, which subsequently will make you abundantly happy. How I long for such voluntary dedication to me which is prompted by your heart and which therefore meets my full response by moving into your heart and never leaving it again because your love keeps hold of me. How happy you then will become if you are convinced of my constant presence and feel protected by my love. Then my adversary will no longer be able to oppress you since he takes flight from me in my love and will therefore also keep his distance once you have received me in your heart. For my love is powerful and averts whatever might cause you harm. Amen.